Hey, everybody, it's the Mascot Wedding Gold Lions.
That's right. My name is Mac Blake.
I'm David Hotta.
And Mascot Wedding Gold Lions is the best of the Mascot Wedding Show. Short clips of what we consider pretty good stuff from our archives.
That's right. We're giving you bite-sized stuff so you don't have to sit through the whole hour of shut up already.
Plus, you don't got to wait another week for Sweet Mac and David. In this extra-sode, trademark copyright? No. In this extra-sode, we have a call from Rikembe Mutombo.
Yeah, friend of the show, brother of a famous athlete who calls in to tell us about a business venture, and a ton of fun ensues.
That's right. His brother is Dikembe Mutombo.
Yes.
Was in the NBA for a really long time, yeah. And a pretty good player and a great philanthropist.
Yeah, the sweetest guy in the world.
Yes, but his Rikembe, who's called in before, has revealed himself to be, if they are twin brothers, the Danny DeVito.
Yeah.
Of the pair.
A real bad seed in a non-racist way.
Yeah, so I think that's all the setup they need.
I think so.
Yeah, enjoy.
Uh-oh, boing. Comedy hijinks from the good folks at Co-op. And we have a call. KOP, you're on the air.
Am I on the air? Am I speaking to that DJ?
Yes, you are. This is, I'm David from the Mascot Wedding Show. And I think I recognize your voice. Is this Rikembe Mutombo?
Yes, this is Rikembe Mutombo, father of basketball star Dikembe Mutombo.
Yes. You know what? I'm actually really, really glad you called. I kind of want to know how you're taking the news there, pal. It looks like his career may be over.
That is why I called in. I am heartbroken. It was such a great run. I hate to see it end like this.
Yeah, you know what? I mean, you know, we have our fun, but it really was a long and kind of an amazing career.
I think I can speak for every fan of organized sports in saying that just because his career might be over, his legacy will live within us forever. If it was up to me, maybe he'd try and make a comeback next season, you know, because I don't think anyone was ready to see him go. But when it's your time, it is your time. And I think he had a career that was free from regret.
Wow, you know what? I agree completely. That was well said.
Well, having said that, I am still shocked that it is over. You spend so much time with one person, and the next thing you know, they hang it up. It's a shock. I am still stunned.
Yeah, no, I can totally see that. But like you said, it was a great career. There's nothing to be ashamed about.
As sad as I feel, I cannot imagine how Al is feeling right now.
I'm sorry, Al? Who's Al?
Al Michaels, his broadcast partner. He has to be a heartbroken.
Al Michaels. Wait, who are you talking about? Are you talking about John Madden?
Yes, we're talking about John Madden retiring. I just got the news this week, and I was stunned. It feels like a different NFL without him.
Okay, sure. No, I agree also. But I thought you were talking about your brother Dikembe.
Well, Dikembe was not that into American football.
No. I thought you were talking about what happened to Dikembe.
Wait. But what are you talking about? What happened to my brother?
Are you serious? Dikembe Mutombo, he got hurt in a game against the Blazers this week, and he announced that the injury would probably end his playing career.
Oh, my God. Please tell me you are with the joking.
No, I'm not with the joking. He hurt his knee, I believe.
This is not happening. This cannot be happening.
Yeah, actually, I mean, I think he hurt his knee, and he said that his basketball days are over. So yeah.
Oh my God, why am I being punished like this?
I'm sorry. How do you not know this? I can't believe I'm the one to break the news to you. I thought you traveled with the team.
I do. I traveled with Houston Rockets, but once we got to Portland, I got so busy with my charity work that I wasn't able to help the team for a couple of days.
Oh wow, jeepers! I'm sorry. I'm sorry to be the one to give you the bad news.
Oh my, no! What will I do for money? Where will the money come from now?
Oh wow, I gotta say, I'm a little shocked by that.
What? What do you mean? Why?
Well, I don't want to tell you how to feel about your brother, but being worried about his money seems kind of insensitive.
You don't understand. He needed to keep playing another 5 years to pay for all his stuff.
Really? Wow. I never pictured him as a free spending type of guy. I mean, he's done all that great charity work. He's donated all that money. Wow.
Well, my brother really is not that sort of guy. I am.
I don't understand.
sometimes I buy things with Dikembe's money.
So Dikembe gave you all of his money to spend? How did you get in financial trouble? I'm not following.
He didn't exactly give me all his money. Sometimes I pretend that I am Dikembe, and then I use his credit card, etc. Don't know. It's easy to do because we look so much alike.
That's right. Because
we are twins, that's correct. Identical twins.
Even though he is significantly taller than you.
He's a little bit taller than me.
Is that right? How tall is he again?
7'2".
And how tall are you again?
5'7".
Okay. That's more than a little bit shorter than him.
The ladies don't seem to think so.
Okay. I don't know what that means, so I'm just going to ignore it. You know what? I'm sorry. I should tell people I am talking to Rikembe Mutombo, supposed twin brother of injured Houston Rocket, Dikembe Mutombo.
Supposed? What does that mean?
So, Rikembe, you spent all of Dikembe's money.
Most of it is gone, yes.
Wow. Okay. I mean, because we're talking about millions and millions of dollars. It would have to take a while to spend that kind of money, and he never noticed.
Actually, I spent it all yesterday.
Yesterday? How did you do that?
I bought a submarine.
Submarine? Why on earth would you need a submarine?
It was for my charity work.
For charity work? That makes no sense.
Well, I was helping to build a new burn ward for a children's hospital in Western Congo.
Oh, wow. That sounds very noble.
Yes. And I figured the best way to raise money would be to raffle tickets to a hedonistic cruise on a sex submarine.
What?
Yes, you buy a raffle ticket for $50,000, and you get to go on an anything-goes submarine sex trip to a secret sex island.
Oh, my God. That's how you raise money for a children's hospital. That is disgusting.
Well, it wouldn't have even got off the ground without the submarine.
And you had to buy it? Why couldn't you just, like, rent it?
Well, no government would rent a submarine to me once they find out that level of depravity that was going to be carried out inside of its hull.
Oh, my God. That sounds so sleazy. Okay, now I got to know. How much did the submarine cost?
I got a pretty good deal on it.
Okay.
They gave me a discount because of my brother at the Kimbe.
Right. How much did you pay for it?
Only $102 million.
Oh, my God. Wait a second. You spent $102 million on a submarine. And how much did you hope to raise with your raffle?
Well, remember, the Kimbe spent the money.
I don't know it yet.
And, with the raffle, before expenses, I hope to make about $16 million, probably.
Okay, let's stop and do this math. So you spent $102 million to make a possible $16 million. That makes 0 cents.
It's an investment. Once word of mouth gets around about how filthy this year's sex voyage was, I can raise the price of the raffle tickets next year.
Yuck. Ugh, that is... Look, this is gross. And now I don't want to know, but I got to know. I just... Will you be partaking of the sex cruise on the submarine?
What do you mean by partake?
Will you be participating in any of the, let's say, adult activities on the submarine?
Of course, yes. That is part of the appeal. Every raffle winner can sex Mutombo all they want.
That is so creepy. That is so, so creepy.
Say, do you want to be a part of it?
No.
We need a DJ on board to play music.
No. I want no part of this.
How's your stamina?
That is none of your business.
How many times can you...
No. Stop right there. Look.
Do you swing?
No, stop.
That's the point again.
Okay, well, thank
you. To be honest with you, they expect it.
Okay, look. Your brother, his playing career is probably over. Are you going to at least call him after this?
Well, I'll probably take the sub down to see him. I'm still in Oregon finalizing the details. Then I will take the sub down to Texas and see how bad the knee injury is. I'm betting he can still play. If not here, then maybe in Europe or Israel.
You don't think he's going to be furious about the submarine?
He might be. But once I take him down into the sexy hull, no man can resist such a world of pleasure I have set up down there.
You are so slimy. I gotta tell you, I feel sorry for your brother.
Yes, I have it pretty rough.
No, 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 not you. I feel sorry for your brother for having to put up with you.
Yes, I am pretty great.
You're not even listening, are you?
No, you cannot get on the sub for free. You have to work for it.
Okay, now you're really not listening.
Triplets sound like a great idea.
You know what? Give my best wishes to your brother, and I hope you can still return that sub.
I am very handsome, more so than Dikembe. You are correct.
All right, that's, you know what, goodbye.
Who wants a sexual combo?
I'm glad I stuck around for that one. So there you have it, Dikembe Mutombo, mascot winning Gold Lions. If you like the show, check it out, mascotwedding.com. We're also on iTunes. If you want to keep track of us, we're on Facebook/Mascot Wedding. We're on Twitter @Mascot Wedding.
Cool. Thanks, guys, for listening. See you next week.
Goodbye.